The next patient is Nancy Winters, W-I-N-T-E-R-S. First name Nancy, N-A-N-C-I-C-Y. It's a clinical case of a 78-year-old female that's following the practice because of the CKD stage 4 period. The kidney function has remained stable despite the fact of the massive GI bleeding that the patient experienced 2 weeks ago. Period number two, peptic ulcer disease. The patient was admitted to a hospital with melena, and it was persistent. It was even positive to bleeding scan. Endoscopies were done with a cauterization of gastric and duodenal ulcers, despite the fact that the cauterization was done, the patient continues to bleed, they went into hypovolemic shock, was transferred to intensive care, more IV fluids and blood were given, and in view of the severity of the disease, the patient was transferred to Tampa in Advent Health, and the patient was taking care of the gastrointestinal bleed by Dr. Harris, a gastroenterologist in Advent Health Tampa, and clipping and cauterization was necessary for ulcers in the duodenum. The patient has been taking a pantoprazole 40 milligrams POBID. Period. We know that the pantoprazole is going to affect the kidney function that is consistent with CKD stage 4 and estimated GFR of 22 mLs per minute. But we have to take the lesser of two evils. Period. We continue the evaluation of the kidney function. Number three, the patient has anemia. This anemia is not necessarily secondary to the gastrointestinal bleed, but the chronic kidney disease. So we were able to prove that in advance, and the patient is going to be referred to the cancer center for the administration of ESA. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, hypertension. The patient has a slight elevation of this systolic blood pressure. My recommendation is to continue taking the medications that she was using as outpatient. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Reevaluation in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.